Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. President Donald Trump has not yet announced his choice to fill the seat on the Supreme Court left vacant by the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, but sources are saying the president tomorrow will name Judge Amy Coney Barrett as his choice. Trump could still change his mind, but NPR's Nita Totenberg says if the federal judge from Indiana is confirmed, it will allow Trump to put a historic conservative stamp on the high court and change the dynamics of future court decisions.
I think probably any Trump nominee would dramatically change the court because it would be closely divided as it was until now. In most cases, Chief Justice Roberts votes with the conservatives in the closely contested cases, but not all of them. There have been a few in which he notably has voted otherwise. And instead, we would have a court that's 6-3. Conservatives could afford to lose the Roberts vote, for example.
NPR's Nita Totenberg, conservatives have been laying the groundwork for a quick confirmation for Barrett. If she is confirmed at age 48, she would be the youngest justice on the court. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis today lifted all restrictions on restaurants and other businesses in a move to reopen the state's economy despite the spread of the coronavirus. The Republican governor's move is sure to provoke debate in a politically crucial state where the coronavirus pandemic has hit especially hard with nearly 14,000 deaths. A federal judge has ousted President Trump's top public lands official. NPR's Kirk Sigler has more on the lawsuit blocking William Perry Pendley from continuing to serve as temporary head of the Bureau of Land Management, a post he's held for more than a year.
The ruling is in response to a lawsuit by Montana's Democratic governor, who had argued Pendley leading the agency is illegal because he had never been confirmed by the Senate. Following months of pressure by Democrats and some Republicans, President Trump withdrew his late-hour nomination of Pendley in August, yet he had continued to lead the agency that manages roughly a tenth of all the land in the U.S. Pendley has long been polarizing. Prior to coming to the post, he called for U.S. public lands to be transferred to the states or possibly sold. He also spent much of his career as an attorney challenging the agency he now leads. A Department of Interior spokesman tells NPR the decision will be immediately appealed. Kirk Sigler, NPR News.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is announcing the extension of outdoor dining in the city year-round and says the change will be made permanent. The program being put forth by the mayor allowing restaurants to seat customers on sidewalks and parking spaces for the foreseeable future. The program has been a lifesaver for many of the city's restaurants, with around 10,000 currently taking part. Speaking on WNYC Public Radio today, de Blasio said he wants the change to become part of the life of New York City for years and generations to come. Stocks gained ground on Wall Street today. The Dow's up 358 points, the Nasdaq 241 points. You're listening to NPR. The European Union says it will appeal a court decision ruling that Apple does not have to repay $15 billion in back taxes to Ireland. The appeal comes after a legal victory for Apple in its long-running fight with the European Commission over multinationals' ability to strike special tax deals with individual EU countries. The Trump administration is clearing the way to expand development in the country's largest national forest. As Eric Stone of member station KRBD reports, the move would open lands for projects on more than 9 million acres.
Alaska state officials have pushed to roll back the Clinton-era roadless rule in the Tongass National Forest for years. Some see it as a way to revitalize the region's struggling timber industry. But Senator Lisa Murkowski says that only about 1% of the Tongass would be open to old-growth logging.
It is about reasonable access for a wide variety of users.
She also points to the potential for mining, renewable energy, and recreation projects. Environmental groups say development could damage salmon habitat and Alaska Native hunting grounds and contribute to climate change. A final decision could come in as little as 30 days. For NPR News, I'm Eric Stone in Ketchikan, Alaska.
A woodpecker that was on the endangered species list a half a century ago appears to have bounced back to the point federal officials say they can now relax some protections for the bird. There also appears to be some debate among environmental groups over just how much of a resurgence there's been, however. The red-cockaded woodpecker has been on the endangered list, but under proposal could move to the threatened list. Bird is now found in 11 states. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.